Yes, I'm on my Wojun HT because I am driving my son's car.
Ah, the Toyota's still not fixed, huh?
Not yet. Parts are all on their way. The brazing will take place today, and hopefully that'll get all started up. But the throaty Wagoneer developed a coolant leak yesterday.
So that's two out of four automobiles in the family out of commission.
Yes, and I'm working 12-hour shifts, so I don't even have a chance to pull the radiator out of it and send it out to be done. I gotta rent the car, so the wife is picking up a rental this afternoon.
Oh well. You wouldn't consider just bringing the vehicle over to a mechanic that you trust? Or don't you have one that you trust?
That's where the Toyota is right now. As far as... I'm working 12-hour shifts, so I'm working 7 to 7. Nobody's open by the time I get home. That's why I just got to sidetrack everything. Hopefully this job will be done by Saturday, and then Sunday I'll be able to take care of what I care of. Hopefully by then I'll have everything finished with the Toyota fuel system and have all the parts dropped off. That'll be back on the road. You know, next week.
Richie, are you already in the bowels of Brooklyn? Because that's what it sounds like with your Wojun HT. Did you put a mag mount on the car at least?
Just river duck. And I'm getting some fuel because my son doesn't keep any car. It's PPN.
And to ZDP, it's a perfect example why you shouldn't use a rubber duck from inside the car.
Morning, Gary, W2OSR.
Good morning, Bob. You're retired. What are you doing up at this hour?
I have a wife who snores.
Oh, and you haven't started the separate bedrooms yet?
When it gets bad enough, I go sleep in what used to be the kids' bedroom.
And does she complain about the same thing with you?
No, she's deaf.
Uh-huh. Well, I know the feeling. My wife now has her own CPAP, so we have twin air dynamics going on in the room. Until she decides somewhere in the middle of the night to take it off, so I wake up to the soft sounds of snoring.
Yeah, I understood. Well, I woke up about somewhere around 4:30, quarter of 5, and she was snoring, and I said, I'm not going to get back to sleep anyway. I might as well get up. So, down here taking care of some of the computer stuff and got to get ready to send my log off from the UHF-VHF contest yesterday.
Okay. I spent yesterday defrosting a freezer. I got an old 20-foot non-self-defrosting freezer, and it had so much ice built up on the inside of it, because I've been asking my wife, get rid of the food in there, get rid of the food in there, get rid of the food in there. I have to defrost it. That Thursday night, I went to get something out of the freezer. Friday morning, I go down. Oh, there's a little puddle on the floor. It started defrosting because the door wouldn't close.
I'm sorry, Gary. My my radio had a hiccup. It went into reverse.
Well, now you're forward.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, well. That was because I just went into N1MM. I guess it took control of the radio and reversed it. I'm trying to print out the logbook.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you get any of my comments?
I got like the first three words, and that was it.
Okay, so I'll repeat. I've been asking my wife to clean the food out of the freezer so that I can defrost it, and she hasn't. And with the ice buildup, the door wouldn't close. I wasn't aware of it, and as a result, I come down Friday morning, there's a puddle of water on the floor where there shouldn't be because the door is partially open and it's starting to defrost. So I closed it and locked it, and yesterday was the defrost day, and throw out all the food in there.
Okay, I would have figured by that now she would have gotten tired of using the ice pick to get the food she wanted out of it.
I don't think she even knew what she had in there.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, well, what can you do? Yeah, I know. I've helped a friend who had a refrigerator in his store that he used to keep film in when he was had the camera store, and it was a non-defroster. I was in there one day with a screwdriver and an ice pick trying to loosen the ice up enough to get it out of there while he was defrosting it.
Now, what I did is I put large pans in the lower shelves to catch the water, and every half hour I would empty it, and then I took a paint scraper, because the ice picks and the screwdrivers are the dangerous way in this freezer, because the coils are exposed in the wire shelves. You hit them the wrong way, you puncture it, there goes your Freon.
Yeah, understood. Okay. A messy job, but somebody had to do it, I guess.
The last chunk of ice that came out was the one where the coils first enter the freezer, and the Freon coils enter from the top and get warmer towards the bottom. This was a chunk of ice that spanned the entire width and depth of the freezer, and it was approximately, I would say, an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. It came out in one piece.
Oh, you're creating icebergs in your house. Yeah, my weekend was spent, well, other than the contest and a few other things my wife wanted to do. Saturday afternoon, I was fabricating out of aluminum a new pipe to replace the vent system on my dryer in the basement. Originally, there was a piece of corrugated plastic pipe that went down there, you know, the one with the spring in the middle. That had started to suffer from arterial sclerosis, namely the 4-inch pipe was now a 2-inch inside diameter.
Uh-huh. And you didn't decide to just go out and buy a new pipe? Because those just screw on.
Well, I got the new system, and as I said, I had to put it together. I picked it up at Home Depot. It was 2 trips to Home Depot to get everything I needed to get the thing set up, but some things didn't work the way I expected them to. So now there's a new aluminum pipe going out to the yard with the lint. And the old system is laying at the curb waiting for the garbage men to come by this morning.
I don't have much choice. I have to use the aluminum system because I got a gas dryer. It's not too safe to use the plastic ones with a gas dryer.
I know, but back then nobody said anything about it. And I have a gas dryer as well, Gary. I was lucky I didn't have a lint fire.
Yep. Yeah. I have an extension on the back of the house which covers up one of the original basement windows, and the original system of venting my dryer was just blowing it out into the crawl space underneath the extension. When I had to change the vent system, we did it properly to the outside, so now the lint doesn't collect underneath my house. So I have no idea how much blown-in insulation of a flammable type I have below my extension.
Oh, boy. Well, if you're not using it anymore, I guess it's not a problem.
No, I don't. It's being blown out to the outside. I guess eventually the air that circulates underneath there will disperse it a little bit. It has been years. The only heat that ever goes into that area of the house are, let's see, I got a radiator pipe goes underneath there, and I've got, the dryer exhaust goes through that area.
Okay, I know I got to go up into the attic. I've got a vent fan in my bathroom, and the pipe became disconnected from the thing that's on the side of the house. It's kind of laying on the floor in the attic. I've got to go up there and fix that. Another one of these jobs I really don't want to do, but have to.
You mean like my job yesterday, defrosting the freezer? I pulled the plug on that freezer about 9 o'clock in the morning. I didn't finish having it warm up to the point where I could take a towel and wipe it out until 10 o'clock last night.
Comfortable.
Nice double, guys. Neither one of you waited for the recursive tone. I have no idea who the other guy is. Bob, why don't you figure it out?
Okay, so I should have waited for the beep. Let me wait. Okay, whoever it was that I accidentally doubled on, come on in.
Good morning, KC2KKX. Peter, and I was going to say to Gary, why didn't you use a hairdryer?
Good morning, Peter. I've done that in the past. I've used a hairdryer. I've even used a portable heater. But guess what? I had so much ice there, so much water coming out, that would have been dangerous. Electricity and water don't mix unless it's a specially designed submersible unit. I filled up the slop sink. I don't have a gravity drain. I've got a pump on it. I filled up the slop sink twice when the ice melted. Bob?
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to go back to doing what I'm doing here with the computer, since you got somebody to keep yourself company there, Gary. 73, one and all, W2OSR.
Well, good morning again, Gary. 73 to, I'm not sure who that was, and I'm pre-coffee.
Next, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
And tis Eddie P here. Pre-coffee, okay. You're getting on earlier and earlier, Peter. New work hours?
Nope, just depends on the day and, you know, my schedule. Today I just need to be in a little earlier. Just, you know, good luck, Rare DX.
I was telling Bob before, I was chopping out the chunks of ice. The last chunk of ice that I got out of the freezer in one piece, I would say was about 2 feet by 18 inches by 1.5 inches. How's that for a chunk of ice?
That's because you never learned the trick from your grandmother to put a pot full of very hot water inside the freezer to defrost it.
Well, there you go, Gary, another idea.
Richie, this is not the little freezer on top of the refrigerator. This was a 20 cubic foot freezer. One pot of hot water wouldn't have made a difference. Richie, pick it up, give it to Peter.
Would be surprised what one pot of boiling hot water will do inside of a freezer with a closed door.
Well, I was going to say you could have made a pot of coffee, put it in, and you would have had iced coffee in a defrosted freezer.
Gaby to NQN Mobile.
And two, EB.
TPN on HT Mobile.
It's the Crispy Critter and the Evil Seedling. Crispy Critter, how you feeling? And are you on your way into work? Give it to the Evil Seedling, and he gives it to Peter, who gives it to Richie, who goes back to me.
Good morning, this is Gaby Duan, the QN Mobile. Returning to work. Yes, sirree, Bob. Back in the saddle again. Just came over the newly striped viaduct, I don't know. And I'll turn it over to my friend, his evilness, and to EB. Good morning, sir.
Why, good morning, sir. How are you? How do you feel? That's the question. If you're well enough to go back to work, that's great. Take it easy on your first day back. All right. Anyway, so this is defrosting your freezer 101.1. Whatever happened, you have to like really move up into the newer class of freezers and get frost free. Peter, over to you. And to EB. Well, good morning. And good to hear Captain Ahab is going back to the helm. Richie?
I don't know how many more I'm going to be in. I'm just at the Cross Island Southern State split and the HT, the rubber duck and all that stuff. Gary's already admonished me once for using an HT in the car, so... All right. Anyway, I'm glad to see that the human torch, the human flame, flash, is flash and burn, stop, drop, and roll, has rejoined the morning fracas. And I look forward to chit-chatting with him very shortly as he and I have unfinished business together. And I'll be doing 7 to 7 every day this week, so I will be on in the morning and on late in the evening. So I'll catch you guys later. I will be listening, so don't say anything nasty about me. Garish, over to you. And 2PPN Mobile on the slide.
Richie, from that location, we're actually decent. You might have one more round in you. So, now that I'm speaking to you in person, so to speak, how's the legs actually feeling, hairless leg person?
Well, they're not smooth and kissable yet, if that's what you're asking. They're still a little rough. As you might have, or might not have surmised, wearing socks and pants is a little different feel, but I'll have to get used to it. I've been wearing, you know, like drawstring pajama type pants when I wear pants. And usually I don't wear underwear, but when I do, it's usually something very unusual. So, but the swelling has gone down a lot, so I'm interested to see how that reacts. I was able to get my shoe on this morning without much problem. And I tried wearing sneakers a little bit during the latter part of the week, and as long as I put them on first thing in the morning, I'm okay. If I wait till noontime or something like that, there was some swelling, but I was told it'll go down every day a little bit more, a little bit more. So that's what I'm up against. Otherwise, I'm ready to go back and be abused. My friend Flicker?
Okay. Isn't that a picture thing? Oh, okay. All right. Very good. And did you have to tell me about, you weren't wearing other pants? Oh, God. Oh, no. but, I mean, now that this just puts a whole, I just like to know, are you wearing other pants now? Anyway, Peter? What's happening? Over to you. I'm going to sign for a few minutes and skip the answer to that question, get a cup of coffee instead, and I guess 73 to Richie unless he comes back for another round. If not, it goes to Gary, KC2 KKX.
I guess Richie decided not to do it. Steve, we really didn't need to know that you like to go commando, and that must have been a really sorry sight, having you walk around the house commando and no pants. Really didn't need to get that visual image in the first thing in the morning. But if your boss comes into the office and sees you sitting in your desk chair with your legs up on the desk reading some technical papers, at least you have an excuse for sitting there with your legs up on the desk. You have to keep your legs elevated. See?
Okay. And Pete, you know fun. Well, I saw my director on Friday when the doctors conferred and said that I could return. And they just told me if it swells up or if I don't feel well, just either take it easy, go home, or take it easy and go home. So I'll tough it out. Sure, the first couple of days are going to be a little rough, but my little girlies at the hospital have been asking about me. They've been calling me, so I have to return. And believe me, I will be feigning illness for in lieu of smooches. And no, I wasn't wearing any underwear the day you stopped by, John, so I don't know if you noticed, I was a little jumpy in my chair.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I wasn't wearing any other wear either. Oh no. Gary?
Okay. This is getting too weird for me. Two guys, both going commando, and one is rubbing cream on the other one's leg. I don't want to know what else happened. Steve?
Oh, please, don't play the innocent routine. You know very well that you like doing that when I see you. Just glad to be back and, of course, glad to be alive. Okay, so Richie's on the HT, so I take it I had heard that his transit vehicle was out of commission. So what is he running today that he's got that? What's the reasoning for that? Because I missed it in case he announced it. And I have to make arrangements to bring in my truck for the hail repair, which was another travesty that I went through. A lot of tragedies this year. 2011 really sucks. friend John.
I know a great guy that can do that body work. He also installs halon systems in the car also, so you might want to think about that and probably get a special going. And Richie was talking about renting a car, so I'm wondering what he said. Gary, you got the answer. Come on.
But of course I've got the answer. The Toyota has been out of commission for a while. He's hoping to get it back later this week. And the gas guzzler of the Jeep has developed a coolant problem. So as a result, two out of his four family vehicles are out of commission. They're renting a car sometime later today. But in the meantime, he's using Sonny Boy's car. That answer the question? Steve?
All right, I wasn't sure of the repertoire that he was utilizing. I was aware of the Toyota problems, but I did not know about the Jeepster from my love. Okay, that explains it. I'm probably going to put this vehicle in next week. At least that's what I think I'm going to do. I have to call my friend Chris and find out, because he wanted to do it last week, but I wasn't feeling up to schlepping it up and back. Anywho, we'll deal with these things as they come. The car still drives okay, runs okay. There might be a loose nut behind the wheel, but that's the least of its problems. My friend John?
All right. Yeah, dealing with it one at a time. And, man, you might ask Rich where he rented the car. He might need a car. And I wonder how long it's going to be out. That's going to be out. All right. A lot of vehicle problems. Anyway. Nothing, hopefully nothing major. Anyway. I just hit Bushwick. Gary? N2's 80 feet again. N2 EB.
Hope you didn't do any damage when you hit Bushwick. The Jeep, I believe he said it's the radiator. He's got to pull it, get it repaired or replaced. I don't know which one he's going to end up doing. Toyota, I don't know what's wrong with it.
Yeah, I do. He brought it in for decaying gas lines, and he found out that the gas tank is also shot. I guess where it connects, it's shot. So at least that was the last report that I had, and I'm not really sure if it was worth it or not, but I guess it is if he's waiting for that to happen. Maybe he procured a used tank or a aftermarket tank that made it affordable. Because when you have an old car, you have to decide when enough is enough. Believe it or not, the war wagon still runs. I started it up this weekend. Had to move it around a little bit. And it still runs. So, I don't know if I want to deal with it anymore. I don't think it's worth dealing with it anymore. But, I don't know. We'll see. I want to take... I had to soak down the nuts. I had to soak my nuts, yeah. I had to soak down the nuts for the trailer hitch, because I want to take that off and possibly put it up for sale. It's only a year or two old. Somebody's got a Blazer upper, S10 size. That'll be good for that. And take some other stuff out. Some people that I know that have similar cars were interested in some parts, so we'll see. see what happens with it. I don't know if I want to strip it all that jazz, but it still runs, despite the... My friend, John?
Okay, I'm at the gate. I'm going to see 73, and you guys have a good day. Steve, hope you feel better. Take it easy. Gary, to get it to EB, will be clear.
73, John. Is the war wagon still registered, or did you transfer the plates? So I'm curious what vehicle you can use when you bring this one in, or you're going to rent a vehicle.
I'll be right back. I have a phony call.
I may be in the tunnel when you come back, so just in case, enter Zeddy B.
Holova.
W2SCT Mobile and Yeah, surprised to hear you in here this early, if any usually you're not. And so nice to join the trio here. And we'll be a quartet. Well, we're a quartet now, but we'll be a quintet when Ron comes in at 7 o'clock or so. Yeah, it was a nice weekend. Certainly nice weather on Saturday for swimming and all. Yesterday, of course, got a bit cloudy. I didn't end up going down to the beach. We had a memorial service. We had our regular church service in the morning. Of course, we met at a memorial service for 9/11 because we lost one of our church members was a firefighter in New York City. So, so we had that yesterday. And it was a nice summery weekend because this next weekend I'll be in San Francisco, and I know it'll be more fall-like from what they're saying. We'll have a summery week, and then Thursday we'll have a cold front coming through, making it feel cooler, but still warm, but more fall-like for next weekend. But still good for swimming. But like upper 70s or so, or mid 70s instead of humid mid 80s, like we're going to have the next two or three days. So, Pete, over to you. How was your weekend?
Oh, well, it was mostly a working weekend. I had to go in on Saturday for day two of a symposium I was involved with. Gave two talks for that. And, did a lot of honeydews the rest of the time. A little bit of HF yesterday. Timing was good for that. Made a couple of good contacts. And just working my way here through the squeeze onto the FDR just below the RFK Bridge. So I think I give it to Nav. If not, somebody will have to slap me around.
No, you got it right, Peter. And, yeah, unfortunately, I had to work yesterday. And I didn't even accomplish everything I was supposed to, but, made some progress. it is what it is, as they say. So, I was a little nervous. Although I went to the Bronx, I wasn't in Manhattan. Well, very early in the morning, I passed by my office. That was it. I was in the Bronx. A little nervous coming into the city yesterday with all the terror threats and all of that stuff. And to use ZD5D. Vinny?
So I spoke with Peter on Saturday as I was going to my little routine, and I was there busy. On Saturday. I spoke to the secretary there. It's not going to be busy. Little did I know. Worked right up till 2 o'clock. Usually done by 1 or so. Very busy Saturday. So, didn't hear Peter on his way in to his seminar Saturday morning. And Peter, back over to you. Yeah. You know, I'm starting to see leaves falling off my tree already. So, it won't be long.
Really, already? It's still summer officially for another 8 days. So, we've got another week of summer officially as the calendar goes. Yeah, I guess some trees start to turn a little bit. Slightly, but well, this early morning commute, of course, we really notice how the days change. The you know, the sunlight getting shorter and shorter. We'll be more into darkness when we're commuting for a couple of months from now. So, but very good. And sorry, you had to. Sounds like you both had a busy weekend, beating off seminar and working during the weekend. So I guess that happens from time to time. But, yeah, I just, I didn't do a whole heck of a lot this weekend, but, you know, it was a good weekend, but, kind of, went by. I talked to Joel, WB2AYS, so he sends regards to everybody. And, he's still not operating much on 2 meters down there. A little bit, but, he doesn't get on the IRLP or anything. Generally, he's not up early in the morning, actually. I guess that's what happens in retirement. You know, you're not up late. I mean, up early, so it seems. Pete, over to you.
Just under the Crazy Mansion. Not sure if I'm getting out, so I'll keep it short. Let me give it quickly back to Knopf, and hopefully I'll make good progress from here.
Yeah, very good. You're a bit scratchy, but readable, Peter. I wonder what your location is. I know I thought you said you were close to touchdown a little while ago. Very good. Vinny?
We took a little different route this morning instead of going up to Clearview. Jumped onto the LIE, which I think was the right thing because the LIE is moving here. So my commute's not that bad. I'm where I should be. So that 10 minutes helped. So I guess I got to leave 10 minutes earlier than I did this morning. Pete, I'm always on this phone this early. I guess we've just never crossed paths. I'm actually usually on earlier, but usually on by 6:30 or so. Over to you. This is KA2NCD in the group.
Okay, K2NCD, W2SCT Mobile. All right, Vinny, well, I guess we'll run into, usually it seems that you're in later, and but I guess we'll be running into you then also, so you'll be part of the our group here, and which has been intact except a couple of changes because we were all running later last year and the year before. Not by too much, but by, actually by a bit, because I, maybe it was a 20-minute difference, I guess, last year and the year before. I still had to be to school by... it changed for me a lot last year. I didn't have to be to school until 8:20. And so I was in here generally at 7:30 to 8:20, you know, that kind of schedule. So it was definitely a half hour later. And it would depend upon Pete and Knopf's schedule. Sometimes they'd be in early like this. Sometimes they'd be in a little bit later. But then we had Lenny in here regularly at 7:30, and NARS, and I don't hear either one of them anymore because Len had to retire. His job was pretty much eliminated, and we don't know what he's doing now, or maybe he's just doing something part-time and not in here until later or whatever. So a little bit of changes there. Pete, over to you.
Well, I'm going to make this my last. I'm just passing the construction site for the new FDR Memorial. And I'm going to get off at 34th Street here. So wish you all a good day. Hopefully catch you tomorrow or maybe on my return trip back home this evening. Anyway, safe arrivals. KC2, KKX, we're clear. And over to
F. Okay, Peter, you have a great day, 7-3. And, yeah, traffic's getting heavier. I just got off at 95th Street. And, hopefully the streets will be a little better, or at least they'll feel like they're better. And, hopefully I'll catch the lights going downtown. I only have about 30 blocks to go, so not too bad. people just pull out without looking. Very discourteous. I don't know. New York's got the worst drivers. Benny?
Well, I'm almost at my destination. I have a couple more rounds to go. I'm getting off shortly. So it was not a bad commute, but 10 minutes to help. So, anything can happen. And the 7-3 speeder, I'm sure you're still there. Enjoy your day, and I'll catch you on the rebound. And over to you, Peter.
All right, very good, Vinny. Pete, 73, have a good day. Have a good start to the week. And it's our first full week of school. The city went back on Thursday, so they're going to have their first full week also. And we'll catch you maybe tonight, Pete, or tomorrow morning. Yeah, you got to watch out for people that don't pay attention enough. They just they pull out, or they just don't pay attention to what's going on, unfortunately. The way it seems to be. So, yeah, we're all along here fine, though. What I do like, leaving earlier in the morning, is that the traffic is lighter. And, I just zip right through. No delays or anything like that, so it's been good so far. And we'll start up that lesson schedule today. We're going to actually see the students and get things going this week. Knock over to you at W2SET Mobile in the group. Hey, very good, yeah. I mentioned Lan and Norris, and Lan, I know he has, last I heard, he was in forced retirement, so to speak. Norris? I don't know, maybe I'm mixing him up with somebody else. Swanee might have become an SK, but maybe I'm mixing him up with somebody else. Anyhow. So, Benny?
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to sign. I'm going to say 7-3s because we're finding a place to park now. And it's been a pleasure. And hopefully you guys have a good day. And we'll talk to you on the rebound drafts. So this is KA2NCD clear.
Okay, Vinny, K2NCD, W2SCT Mobile. All right, have a great day. Enjoy. Nice hearing you, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow morning. Then, since you'll be in here at this regular hour, maybe we'll catch you on the rebound. I'm generally getting out of school at 2:30, so that's what time I'm going to head out today. And Len had a forced retirement. They eliminated his position, and then he was talking about doing something part-time, and I don't know whatever happened with that, and I haven't really spoken to him since the early part of March, something like that. And then Norris, I was speaking to when he was working from home, so because I guess in his position he can do work from home, which I'm sure he was happy with, because he didn't have to do he had a terribly long trek to Jersey there, west of Newark Airport. And I think it was working out that he was able to work half-time from home and maybe just go in a couple of days a week over to Jersey. So if that's what he's doing, then that kind of keeps him off the air for extended periods of time. So that's the situation there. Bob QXI, of course, lost his position, and he's working part-time. I don't know if he's in a more full-time position now or not. So now it's over to you, I guess you can pass the 73 to Vinny.
Yeah, well, Bob QXI, I spoke to a few days ago, and I know about, I've heard
started losing his job, and he went back to work a part-time position that he had before, when he actually worked with a friend of mine, one of my neighbors, that I see almost every day. So sometimes I don't catch him on the radio. I get a message passed along back and forth. He actually said to me, Bob, that he was working two or three part-time positions, and he said he was doing pretty good doing that right now. So he says, working out. Anyhow, I'm in a bad location, and it's you're breaking up, and I'm going to be in touchdown momentarily. So I'm going to wish you a great day. 7-3, I'm going to listen in to be a final, and then to UZZ, going clear on your final, 7-3.
Okay, very good. Let me just make sure I get that beep tone. All right, very good. I guess the repeater isn't good for your area there in Manhattan, I guess, so, because I know I'm solid at the repeater. And so, all right, we'll see you, Knopf. Very fine, Bob. All right, I'm glad he's, it's too bad he's, I hope he finds a full-time job, but at least he's working, you know, like you said, two or three part-time jobs and making things work for himself, so. But again, I don't hear him because he's in later on, probably more towards 8 o'clock, so, so very good. And so I'll talk to you later on then, Don, and or certainly tomorrow morning, if not this afternoon. Have a good day. Have a good start to the new week, and we'll speak again soon. W2SC T-Mobile. And W2SC T-Mobile is listening. W2SC T-Mobile is listening.
WBAP Mobile.
Hey, Ron, W2TAP Mobile. Good morning, W2SCT Mobile. You just missed the group, Pete Knopf, and we had Vinny there. Looks like Vinny's going to be with us, but they all reached their locations about 3 or 4 minutes ago, so you just missed them. Now, how was your weekend, Ron? W2SCT Mobile.
Yeah, good, Peter. Yeah, very good. Actually, took the bike out. That's the iron horse, is the term. Wife and I, she rides with me, so went out to Port Jeff. It was kind of quiet from Port Jeff on a Saturday. Wasn't too much activity. Usually a lot more guys on bikes. And then yesterday we took a ride to your neck of the woods in Bayside.
Hey, Ron, are you hearing me okay?
Basically,
that was
really
quiet.
Are you hearing
me, Ron?
Not much happening at all. I know, of course, it's, you know, it's after Labor Day, but we're the only ones at the tiki place there, you know, next to the Scream Park that's opening in a couple of weeks. Anyway, otherwise, very good. How about you?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Pete again. I switched over to the Eastern Input. It doesn't appear that the Eastern Input is up. I'm going to slide over to the Eastern Input and call you and tell me if you hear me. If I don't hear you in a minute or so, I'll come back here. Roger?
Roger that. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm switching over. W2SCT Mobile. W2TAP, W2TAP. Are you hearing me, Ron? W2SCT Mobile.
Yeah, Peter, got you fine on if you're on Eastern Input there, so no problem. Got you perfect copy and coming in, no issues. W2TAP.
Hi, great, Ron. Okay, good.
I guess because nobody was on it, it wasn't up until you activate it. You know, when you get on here, if there's nobody on the Eastern input, then I guess it's just not transmitting. All right, very good. Never know. You know, you don't know what goes on over the weekend, what can happen. So how's your weekend, Ron? I'm at exit 59 and coming up to 60. You're rolling along here fine. Hitting a little bit of a cloud bank up here. And otherwise, so moving well. And it was a nice weekend, of course. Somber end to it yesterday. It was funny. A lot of the television station AMC was showing movies made in New York, like The Clock from 1945 with Richard Widmark and Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, you know, Judy Garland. And then they had Pearl Harbor on, and so they were showing a lot of that was Turner Movie Classics was showing that tributes to like New York based movies made in New York, and then AMC was showing Pearl Harbor, so a lot of stuff there in commemoration of events related to 9/11. Had a nice weekend at the beach though, good swimming on Saturday, so that was nice. Because we don't have a lot of weekends left to be hitting the beach, you know. W2SET Mobile, over you there, Ron.
WTCAT, very good, Jeff Peter. I'm on the Eastern input, on the Northern State.
Oh, okay, so you took the train to what, Oyster Bay? That's interesting. Sounds nice. I think that's what you meant by the Iron Horse, that you took the train, right? To Oyster Bay, and, I clarify that, very good. Yeah, well, yeah, it was kind of quiet. I mean, you know, there were some people at the beach, but it's not like, like during the summer. You know, before Labor Day or after Labor Day. And, people go to the beach, but not as many. So, but I always keep swimming until the end of September, and so it's good. Caught up with that, and so I'll miss this weekend to the beach. Normally, I don't go away in September like this. So that's the story, and well, we'll hopefully swim the weekend after that. You know, as long as the weather holds up and it's not rainy, of course, you take the chance that it's going to be a rainy weekend or how the weather's going to turn out. W2SET Mobile.
W2TAP, very good there, Peter. No, when I meant by the Iron Horse, I meant the Harley Davidson bike. So, you know, took a ride down to Oyster Bay and then from Oyster Bay down to Bayville. In Oyster Bay, Billy Joe's got a shop called 20th Century Cycles. Believe it or not, it's his collection. You walk in there, you think it's a showroom for bikes. Triumph Indian, which went out of business, unfortunately. Beautiful, beautiful designs of those bikes. Ducatis, etc. Some antique, bikes from World War II, but that's basically his whole collection. So it's nice to have that kind of money, right? So then from there we went to Bayville. Like I said, Bayville was really kind of quiet. The only thing I saw, one or two guys in their bikes, but it was relatively, we're the only ones in the restaurant just about 1300 hours yesterday or 1 o'clock p.m. But Saturday we took the, again, the Iron Horse out to Port Jeff. That was good. More people, but not too many bikers. This is kind of interesting, because usually you might get a good 75 to 100 guys on their bikes. But otherwise, back to Monday. Back to you, bud.